When we practice meditation, we practice caring more about awareness than we do about our lives. So often we turn our meditation practice into a kind of a self-improvement project. Where we're the product manager and the product. We can relax all of that. What is it like to be alive, but not waiting for anything? To not tell the story of the present sandwiched between past and future. To put all of your hope into now. We create the future when the present doesn't feel like enough, feels unsafe. When we feel intimidated by experience, but maybe here together in the stillness and the quiet, the care of the community, the goodness of all that's here. Maybe with all this, we can let go into the present. To feel safe enough to release. We grant complete permission for our life to be as it is in this moment, And that doesn't mean that there won't be a time for action and changes, improvement, progress. But for now, we give experience a radical permission to arise and pass. To not take a stand for or against. And we'll have our preferences, but we love those to death too. Sometimes we say the awareness is like the sky, and feelings, thoughts, sounds pass through that sky like clouds. But what if it's all sky? The images generated by sounds, the outline of your own body, subtle image, the image of this room, the ongoing narrative of our life, of this sit. The ground of the mind that feels like home is groundless. But there's safety in the free fall. There's safety in letting go. Space running through everything. Rumi says, dive into the ocean. Leave and let the sea be you. Silent, absent, walking an empty road, all praise. Be interesting to see what it is we stop doing when we stop meditating. Sometimes the bell rings and allows us to put down some extra baggage of contracted efforting. We can just sit together, relieving the strain in the body, moving in ways that feel good. And letting awareness do what it does.